Okay, before I begin this episode, I wanted to direct you to my website, janetquinlan.com. And if you scroll down to about mid-page, you will see a place where I have placed all of my free resources. So you'll find resources for marriage and parenting, resources for home management, and resources for mindset and faith life. And if you click on those links, you'll come to the page that has all the resources. And for this episode about children and chores, there is a special resource called How to Have an Orderly, Clean Home. Make sure you download that, because within that document, not only does it help you set up a schedule for your cleaning systems, but it also provides for you age-appropriate chores from which you can choose to start assigning to your children. Easy peasy. All right, janetquinlan.com. Let's get on with the episode. Hi there, I'm Janet Quinlan, and this is Finding Joy in Motherhood, the podcast for women who are looking for practical tools and words of encouragement to create an orderly, joyful, faith, and virtue-driven home. I'll share tips to create mindset shifts that change the way you discipline your children, love your husband, and enjoy your day. This podcast is about coaching women to be the best woman God is calling her to be. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, and welcome to today's episode about children and chores. I wanted to talk today about children and chores because I think that whether your children have gone off to school or are homeschooled, or maybe a combination of the two, where they go away for a couple of days and then they're homeschooling the other days, just because school has begun doesn't mean they're too busy for chores. Whether you call them chores or jobs or tasks or duties or whatever, find the word that doesn't have such a heavy weight to it, right? Chores sound so heavy. I kind of like the word responsibilities, but chores or jobs just kind of rolls off the tongue better. But when I was teaching, I remember asking the children, "What are your jobs today when you get home from school?" And most of the children would say to me, "Oh, I don't have jobs because I'm too busy." Like, what are you busy with? "Well, I'm tired when I get home from school, and then I have to go out and play, and then I have to have a snack, and then I have so much homework." And I'm like, "I'm the one who gives you the homework. You don't have that much homework." But they didn't have jobs or chores because their parents thought going to school was enough. And I'd like to convince you today that chores or jobs are essential in the development of your children. I remember when I was a very young girl, and I mean like really young, maybe third grade, maybe second grade, and I asked if I could please empty the dishwasher. It looked like fun to me at the time, and I had no idea what I had done to myself for the rest of my life. My mom was like, "Sure, honey, come on, if you want to help." Well, it did look like fun, and it was fun the first and the second time, and then it became a chore. It became a chore when I didn't choose to do it, but instead when my mom told me I had to do it. I didn't want to do it anymore when I had to. So, why is it important? And I would say essential for your children to do chores. And I'm talking daily and weekly chores. First of all, children who do chores often exhibit higher self-esteem. They're more responsible. They're better equipped to deal with frustration, adversity, and delayed gratification. Because in doing the chores, they have had the experience of all those things. Their self-esteem grows because they are assigned a task, they do it, and hopefully, in fact, I'm telling you this is essential, you congratulate them, you thank them, you tell them what a good job they did. That improves their self-esteem. They're more responsible because they're asked to do something and they do it. They take ownership of it. And they're better equipped to deal with frustration because very often you have to go back and say, "No, this is not done well." You need to redo it and do it well. And so they work through those feelings of frustration because no one wants to do it over again. And then delayed gratification, They would rather go out and play. Actually, wouldn't you rather go out and play than do your jobs, your chores around the house? Of course they would rather go out and play. But when they are told they cannot, they have to do the chore, the responsibility first, they learn they can survive delayed gratification. All these skills can lead to greater success in school and in their work as adults, and also in their relationships. Now, it may be faster to just do it yourself, and we're tempted to do that. But if we do, we fail to give our children the opportunity to learn so much more than how to clean the bathroom or fold the laundry. We teach them life skills. They learn time management skills. They learn how to do a job well rather than slop through it, and it's not done well because they have to come back and redo it. So hopefully they learn to do it right the first time. They develop organizational skills. They accept responsibility in the family. It provides an opportunity for success, especially for children who struggle in other ways to find success. When they find success in doing a job, a chore, it enhances their self-esteem. They learn to balance work, the chores, and play from a young age, so that as they grow older in the teenage years and as adults, they recognize that they have responsibilities they may not like, but they must do them, rather than always giving in to the indulgent emotions of pleasing themselves. And chores set a good foundation for functioning independently. One of your main jobs as a parent is to teach your child to be independent from as early as possible. That's our job. We want our children to be independent. We can't wait until they're, 8, 10, 13 years old to say, okay, now you can be independent. No, they have to learn the skills of being independent. So let me just go through a few points about the importance of letting go and assigning chores to children. The first one is the letting go part. You don't have to do everything. Don't be a martyr. Don't say, I have to do it. If I don't do it, it won't be done well. I have to do it because I don't want to fight with the kids. It's too much trouble to delegate and follow up. When you have any of those thoughts that then bring in that martyr feeling and your actions are you just do it with an attitude, first of all, you're not living your best self with that martyr attitude, but you're also denying your children the opportunity to learn to do it. And maybe they may do it better than you do. You're not giving them the expectations that they need to learn to be responsible. And if it's too much trouble to delegate and follow up, you're really denying your children the importance of contributing to the family and being responsible. And that leads me to the second point. You shouldn't do everything. Everyone should have a sense of responsibility of what's going on in the home. You do deny everyone in the home, including your husband, the opportunity to participate. And we know that it isn't until people feel ownership, taking responsibility to participate, they need to take that ownership in order to feel like they are a part of something. You are creating a family. And within a family, there are common goals about the home, and everyone needs to have buy-in. I remember my husband didn't take out the garbage, and I was like, why aren't you taking out the garbage? I saw it full. I saw it overflowing. He's like, all you had to do was ask. And part of me was like, why do I have to ask? Well, I have to ask because he doesn't see it. It's not part of his priority list. That's okay. It's not personal. He's not disrespecting me. I just needed to ask, and he took it out. And truth be told, my husband helps out a lot around the house. So all you have to do is ask. Don't take it personally with your children and with your husband. The third thing is you do your children a disservice by not including them in the care of the home. It's part of what I just mentioned a moment ago, where everyone has to take ownership in order for it to be valuable to them. Start your children out young. You are the COO, the Chief Operating Officer. You decide what you need and when. And if they argue or complain, let them know what the consequences are going to be for arguing or complaining, and then follow through. That's really, really important. So, with 7 children, you can bet I had times where they argued or they complained or they didn't do the job well and they just slopped through it. So if they don't do the job well and just slop through it, and I know they know how to do it because I've trained them, they have to go back and do it. If they argue or complain about a job that they're assigned, or they just don't do it, then I assign them another job. So let me go through first how to assign jobs to children. In our home, we had daily jobs, which took about 10 minutes. That's it, 10 minutes. But you can do a lot in 10 minutes. And then we had weekly jobs, which is the bigger job around the house. For instance, vacuuming the family room. That would be we call them Friday jobs. That would be a bigger job that they had to do. Smaller jobs would be take care of the dog. That's somebody's job every day for the entire week. Another job might be sweep the floor after dinner every day for the entire week. Another job would be empty the dishwasher every day for the entire week. You can see they're very small jobs. And I did have wipes in the bathroom so that someone had a bathroom every day. They just wiped it down, wiped the sink down, wiped the toilet down, made sure everything was picked up and clean. Those are small jobs. The weekly jobs, as I said, were bigger. Vacuuming, dusting, mowing the lawn. Okay, those are big jobs, and those happened on the weekend. So we assign a child a job, and if this is new to you and you haven't done this with your children before, then no matter what age they are, go through these steps. First, show them how the job is done. You might need to show them a couple of times. Second, be clear and consistent in communicating your expectations. Ask them, do you see what I'm doing? Do you understand how I'm doing it? Do you have any questions about how I'm doing it? Next, watch them do it and correct them where they need correction. So a big weekly job in our home was our master bathroom. And there was a little ledge, just a little ledge, right next to the shower. And I had a son who would always miss the little ledge. And I always sent him back to redo it. Finally, he got the message and he did it the first time. So watch them and correct them. Always go back and check their work. So you want to make sure that your expectations are age appropriate. For little guys, they're going to do the best they can do. As they get older, you'll know if they could be doing a better job, and then go in and show them the better job. Make sure you praise, encourage, and appreciate them. This is the most important step. This is what you want your children to respond to, the praise, the encouragement, and the appreciation, because that will be the motivation to do it when they don't want to do it. And the last step is you have positive and negative consequences. And typically the negative consequences, they have to go back and do it again. Or if they argue, as I said before, if they argue or they complain, they get assigned another job. Tell them ahead of time what's going to happen so they're not surprised. Now, we typically wrote this out or typed it up and posted it on our refrigerator. And each child had the same job for that week. And then the next week, we just switched jobs. The reason why I did it this way was because when I tried to have someone have a job and then it changed the next day, nobody knew whose job it was. Oh, that's your job. It's my job. No. So every day they had the same little job each day, and then they had their big weekly job. And those would change weekly as well. So we teach them to be self-sufficient. They need to learn to be independent. And this is how we do it. We give them the opportunity to think through the problem, think through the routine, and then do the job well. We teach them to be responsible for their things, in gratitude that they have a warm bed and food and clothing, and responsible for family things, the way our home looks. And if you say, but my children are too busy, they have soccer practice and dance and homework and they need downtime, remember, the jobs are the vehicle. We are really trying to teach them life skills, how to be responsible, and how to manage their time well. And remember, we want to teach them that responsibilities come before all the fun things. So be careful about all the things you have them scheduled for. What are you teaching them? Are you teaching them that entertainment, being busy, is more important than being responsible? That's how you create spoiled adults who don't like to work hard. And obviously, we're teaching them adult skills, how to cook, how to clean, how to iron, how to do their laundry. Yes, you may have heard, I taught my children how to do their laundry when they were 8. Yes, 8. And they did it well. They did their own laundry. I just had to show them a couple of times. And I taught them when they move their wash to the dryer, they put in their next load if they have 2 loads. So typically they have a light and a dark load. And I taught them how to do that, you know, separating the clothes according to colors. And then when one load goes in the dryer, the other load goes in the washer. Then when the dryer is done, they take it out, fold it. When the other load is done, they take it out and fold it. And then they put it away immediately. Guess what? I never had loads and loads and mounds of laundry around my house. Never. If you have only small children, you will probably have loads and loads of laundry unless you do the laundry a day, which really, really works, a load a day, and then you just put it away immediately. Get into the habit of doing that. You're also raising the human tone of the home. We become who and what we surround ourselves with. So, what does your home tell your children? Is it depressing because there's so much stuff? Is it overwhelming because it's dirty and it's not uncluttered or orderly? That's who your children will become. So this is really important to raise the human tone of our family by everyone contributing on a schedule at a certain time. Everyone does their jobs, and together we create that home that is a haven that encourages us and nourishes us and allows us to be at peace. The human virtues that you're teaching through the vehicle of chores, jobs, responsibilities, whatever you want to call them, are industriousness. That means work hard. Fortitude and perseverance. Patience. Responsibility. Respect for others. Justice. Obedience. Humility. And respect for their belongings and property. Again, it's not just about keeping your house clean. It's about forming the human spirit of your children in virtue. The chores are simply the vehicle for deeper, more important lessons and growth. Why is clearing the table or sweeping the floor so important to a child's well-being? One reason is that children feel competent when they do their chores. They feel capable. When we see it that way, we can see the importance of the mission. It's not optional. You will be letting your children down if you don't teach them these skills. They will complain, and then we have to teach them to not complain. We do that by not complaining ourselves, by being cheerful and joyful in the chores of the home, because actually our human virtues are strengthened when we do the responsibilities of the home that way. So we're the role model. We're not going to be perfect. In fact, I remember telling a child who complained about doing their chores that there were many times that I didn't want to do them. Sometimes I did them with a crabby attitude, and that actually only made it worse. Suggest they offer up their chore for a special intention. Maybe someone who is sick or sad, or for one of their siblings who may be struggling, or maybe for one of their siblings that they're angry with. When we offer up physical things, chores, to God, it's like praying with our bodies, our whole self. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, we hear, Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. What was the example of Christ? Sacrifice. Let's teach our children the benefits of sacrifice for the good of themselves and others, and let's teach them all of the human virtues that come with doing chores around the house. All right, I have a special treat for you. So if you go to janetquinlan.com, you'll scroll down and you will see that I've redone my website a little bit. And there is a place where you can find all kinds of free resources. Now, some of you may have already downloaded my decluttering and my home cleaning schedule, which actually has age-appropriate chores in it. So you know, what is a chore that your 2-year-old, actually, yes, 3-year-old, 8-year-old, 15-year-old can do, okay? Scroll down to the middle of the page, just click on the link, and there you'll be able to grab all of those free resources for marriage and parenting, home management, and mindset and faith life. Janet Quinlan, and that's Quinlan with an A, Quinlan.com. All right, everyone, have a great week. Get your schedule of chores for your children and implement. All right, take care. Bye. If you like what you heard, I'd be so grateful if you'd subscribe, leave a review, and share with friends. Thank you. Have a great week.